if the earth is round, how come the ball ain't going nowhere?
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to External Exiled. My name is Externals, and I am joined by the Court of Fools. And I am really, really stoked that we saw a lot of people download our passion project, and we just hope they could improve a lot more. And hopefully, one day we could get feedback on what we could do a little bit better, so you know the quality would be better, and you guys could enjoy more. And now I'll pass the mic on to Sinks.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the second episode of Stern Exxon. As External says, a bunch of people have downloaded the podcast, which we're super stoked for our passion project. So thank you, guys. At the bottom of everybody that's in this, thank you. That's really awesome. That's really cool. Great to see that. And yeah, passing the mic to Exxon.
Howdy, howdy. Thank you all for tuning on in again. It's nice to see you. Unless this is your first time and you somehow skipped our first podcast episode, which is all right. We are really happy to do another one this time. We're going to be talking about a few topics, some correlating to what happened yesterday in our time. It's all right. Anyways, on to Scrib.
Hi, yeah, thank you for everyone tuning in on this nice project that we're doing. It's very, very appreciated.
All right. Well, first and foremost, how's everybody doing?
Doing pretty good.
Low key chilling. Honestly, drinking water. Pretty good.
Drinking water
is
always
slightly good. Slightly acidic, which I'm kind of concerned about. So I might go dump this out. I'll be right back.
One of our podcast members drinking acidic water. Be awesome on the second episode.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I went on a walk earlier. That's why I was pretty much late to the podcast, and I took a shower.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. Like that everybody's productive in their day. It's always good to be, you know, moving, grooving.
Yeah. I like two pets I had to wash today. My cat and my dog. Kind of hassle washing them too, but got pulled through.
I'm back. I got a new bottle of water. The last one, I don't know what the hell happened to it. That shit was not it. Like that alien's acidic spit. The xenomorph like spit into my drink and it turned acidic.
Oh my god.
Not a fun time. Not a fun time.
Not it. I don't think no one should be drinking acidic water.
I don't think that's
anything. Pray that he didn't die from water poisoning.
Bro.
We should be saying that to you, Externals. You ate Taco Bell earlier.
Yeah. How was
always,
that fucking...
Fair enough.
How was always around guts out?
Expect me to leave mid-podcast because I will do something unpleasant to the toilet.
You do unpleasant.
The first round, before we even started this podcast, he went for like 10 minutes. There's always a second part that comes from it. It's guaranteed.
Especially with Taco Bell.
Chipotle is a 50-50.
Chipotle is a different story.
It's a hit or miss, basically.
Because if you chance it,
you get punished from it.
For real. I was gonna be on the alert.
Get all the debuffs, man.
Just be like that. Kind of
dehydration.
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 Minus one shirt, plus 10% grip strength on the toilet sides.
All right. Anyways, moving forward. Would any of you guys like to add a little bit more about how your day was?
I mean, I started off my day making breakfast and playing with my little baby cats. That was pretty nice.
Dude, I went to Target earlier. I went into, like, the toy aisle because I was, like, I haven't been there since I was, like, 13? Anyways, tell me why I saw Cocomelon, like, a Cocomelon toy. in the target. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Its face was smashed in on the floor. It was a Cocomelon baby. It was like, you know those like dancing toys where like you press a button on their arm?
Oh, yeah.
Jig?
Yeah.
His just, like, face was just smashed in.
I wish I took a picture of it, but the staff was there cleaning it up. So oh. I don't know what the hell happened.
Someone chose violence in the toy section.
Someone was not happy with that toy.
The Cocomelon toy looked at me wrong.
Someone clearly didn't get it.
What is your favorite TV show, guys? I'll start off. Mine would most definitely have to be either The Peanuts or Tom and Jerry. Have to go with the classics.
Tom and Jerry's fire, I'm not gonna lie. My elementary, they used to put on Tom and Jerry like cartoons every time we went out for lunch. Like 10 out of 10.
Can never go wrong with some cat and mouse chase.
Cat mouse chase, indeed.
Yeah.
That's why my cat is named after Tom. Sadly lost Jerry though.
Was that your sole inspiration to name your cat Tom?
Yes, 100%.
Glad you picked that name.
Mostly valid name. Valid name for a cat.
Mm-hmm. For a black cat, too.
There's a big difference in cat names versus dog names. Like, we got Orphan Destroyer 9000 as a dog name. And then for cats, we have, like...
Bubbles.
No, not even Bubbles. Like, what would be a nice name for a cat? Like, literally a random name. Yeah, Greg. Yeah, Greg the cat.
Arthur.
When have you ever
Greg? It's like it's like an orange cat named Greg. It's like crazy.
Or like Garfield. When have you ever seen a dog named Scarfield?
Not you. I don't think so.
Exactly. It's only on cats.
Cats either have super simple names or they have like Bartholomew the Third or Sylvester Von Sprinkles. Sylvester Von Sprinkles. Dogs have like Galactic Destroyer, Gorlock the Destroyer's like domain. Or
high five names.
The Fry Annihilator.
The Toddler Muncher.
I think like Chester the Wizard was one of the cats in a shelter.
Chester the Wizard?
Yes.
That's such a good ass.
That's like the Aura. Elegant names. I imagine the cat with like a wizard.
Cat.
With a mustache, with a fucking
like a long, you know those evil mustaches. It's like all curly.
What's it called? My childhood YouTuber.
I was gonna say basically my favorite black guy in the world.
What about the Vandals crew? They were also good.
Oh, the Vandals crew.
Vandals crew. I love the Vandals crew.
Peak.
Who's your favorite from?
Vanos crew?
Yeah.
Honestly, oh, I'm going to go with Vanos himself.
Me personally? Delirious. But with all these allegations.
Oh, yeah.
Of him and, like, texting underage girls. We don't know if it's true. We hope it's not, because he was a big inspiration to me.
Yeah.
But, that's a weird thing. Like, what's up with, like, famous people or, like, people with, like, a lot of, like, followers behind them? What's up with them texting minors?
Underage people.
Dude, it's the glasses, I'm telling you.
It was
you see the post I sent you? The forbidden, like, the cursed item? The glasses? EDP like... wore them. Dr. Disrespect wore them. Like, come on, there's a trend.
Dr. Disrespect did it. Drake did it. Delirious did it.
Well, like, we don't know.
Allegedly.
They'll be pointing fingers.
Allegedly.
He's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
I will protect that man until my last breath if I have to.
Dude, Terrorizer.
Ooh.
Terrorizer is a good pick.
Nogla.
Nogla?
Nogla is
funny. Nogla was really, really
generally,
funny.
He was pretty funny. I don't know, but like, I wasn't really a big fan of Nogla.
How about Louis?
Tyler and his baby voice?
Yeah. I found Louis funny.
Louis is pretty funny, but
Louis Calabas.
Sad that he was gone for like a couple years.
Oh yeah, Isn't he coming back though? Like he's being in the recent videos with Anna.
Yeah, he's been making his comeback.
Comeback in
Comeback arc.
season 2.
Legendary combat.
Bro, wasn't his training arc. He had to perfect that voice.
Had to. It was one of the biggest things in the Vanish crew.
Yeah, about him.
Can't have a Vanish crew without him.
All right. Have a question for y'all, guys. What would you
What would that be?
say your favorite munchie is, or your go-to snack?
Ooh,
This one is a
munchies.
big one.
This
This
is
is
actually
a
kind
big
of.
one.
I don't. Okay, what about
What?
top 10 or top 5?
We could do a top three.
Top
Top
three.
Make it a
Top
little
three.
more interesting. Me
Okay,
personally,
top three.
I'll go first. Me personally, it had to be either Takis on third, Summer Heads on second, and Slurpee number one.
Ooh, number one.
Slurpee number one.
Has to be Slurpee. You guys already know this.
Yeah, I can go next. I'll go next. So coming in at number one, we got Mochi. It slaps.
Oh, mochi is
Especially
mochi.
right now in this like Satan's ass crack heat. It's really good. Depending on what kind of mochi it is. Some I like prefer the it's like a mochi ball with ice cream inside. Which should be the go-to, I think. Coming in at number two, Swedish fish. They slap.
Ooh,
They
I mean,
slap.
I'm a big fan of Swedish fish. I just don't like the newer Swedish fish. I like the old ones better.
The old ones like had a different like taste? I don't know. Something like you have to
Something
experience.
about them, they're just better.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Glove. I haven't had Swedish fish in a long time.
Bro,
But the
next
last
time
time
you
I
go get a
did,
Slurpee, pick some up.
get some
Add
Swedish
them to your
fish.
Slurpee too.
You know how much stuff costs in stripes?
Do like
I get
$5 for a little
yes,
bag?
for the smallest bag ever, like $10 for the
These prices
medium
I would
bag.
expect from California. Like, come on now.
I remember my local stripes. There's a across from the candy aisle. There's literally fucking condoms. What about
It's
your number one?
the white van starter pack. Anyways,
What?
coming in at number three, nerds. Nerds be hitting different. Like any type of nerds, like nerds rope, nerds clusters,
Nerds.
nerds slurpee, nerds slushy.
What?
Yeah, they make those.
I
I
have
was also
not
hyped
heard
up
of
on
those.
it. Like,
Yeah,
the only
man.
time I
I've
ever
never
seen
seen
them
them.
was in bumfuck nowhere. I was on a road trip. I like stopped, or we stopped by this like gas station, and they had like these weird ass flavors. There's one called like strawberry blood or some stuff.
Oh.
I know, it was like weird. I'm like, what? So it was like
That's
gummy
even.
cluster, Slurpee Bonanza or something. I don't fucking know. It was a long ass name. And
No,
that's my top three.
I'm about to go check this nerd Slurpee out, because if anyone knows anything about Slurpee, it's me.
Slurpee Inspector.
Inspector.
What
He's
about
a
you,
highly classified
Sings?
agent.
Okay, me, I was actually thinking along the way, and I think I found it. Number three, it would have to be Sour Patch Watermelons. Those be
Childhood
smacking.
snack. Childhood snack, bro.
Those be smacking, bruh. Best sours I've
Long
ever had.
day. Long day at school. Stop by,
Mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, Dollar Tree. You just see them, you're like, give me those. Smacking.
Give me
Smacking,
those.
smacking.
Real. Number two, it would be like a ice cream push pop, or like those like sticks they could break, and then like you could like savor the taste of the ice cream or the popsicle. I don't know why I said ice cream, but like those be hitting.
The push pops.
Yeah, push pops. Yeah, and
You
then
got
number
me pondering on this. What are you talking about?
oh, like you know, like those varieties. I think my favorite one was the blue one. I don't know what. flavor was exactly, but when you look at them, they'll be liquidy at first because you gotta put it in a freezer. And then they'll be ready for
Oh,
like
those. I
30
thought you were
minutes,
talking
yeah.
about like the actual push pops. So there's like these like little ice cream things. They have like a little stick and you have to push them out. But you have to like
Yeah.
open the top.
Yeah. I think I was mistaken, but like.
Wally's?
But no, Bolis is different. Bolis is different.
No.
Yeah, those are different.
Wait, you guys got me confused. You got my mind with
Oh
goggles
no.
on. That's me. My bad.
It had like a little thin stick. It was a cylinder.
Yeah, it was a
Cylinder
cylinder,
shape,
it was a
and then you
cylinder.
like
You just
slowly push
push
the way
it
out.
upwards, and the ice cream comes out.
Yeah.
They usually sell them like in like ice cream trucks and shit.
Yeah. Those are
You
like
guys got me
$3.
so confused.
I'll send you a picture of one later.
Alright. Thank you, Scripps. What about you,
And
Scripps? Oh no, Hot
ooh,
Sauce.
my
I
number
am so
one.
sorry. I'm so
My number
sorry.
one. Sir, no. Come on, man. Number one would be Chips Ahoy.
Ooh.
Okay, milk and
Cookies.
cookies. I love milk and cookies.
I like the chewy ones.
For real.
Chips Ahoy.
Which
Oh
Chips Ahoy?
yeah, I forgot there's I'll say honestly original. You can never go bad with
Original.
original.
Okay.
With
That's
all these
true.
new flavors, I've seen a Chips Ahoy like 4th of July power explosive punch.
Sounds like a super move.
Explosive punch.
Explosive punch. Oh yeah, man, I'm eating these 4th of July explosive power
Have you ever
punch
had an
Chips Ahoy
explosive power
cookies.
punch?
It's taking the term knuckle sandwich but turning it into a cookie. Explosive power punch.
Explosive power
Okay.
punch.
Dude. What about you, Scribs? You're up next.
All right. Number one, it might be a hot take, but number one for me has to be sour Skittles. I
Sour
love
Skittles.
sour Skittles.
I like Skittles, like all Skittles in general. They're just
Bro.
like nice, but apparently they cause cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
What?
I
Because of the
mean, like,
colors. Dude, I love Red
yeah.
40. I love Red 40.
Red 40.
I love Red 40. We also got like Green 60. That's also good.
Green 6. I've never heard of such thing.
I think it's
That's cool.
called Red 40 because that's the amount of volume it is of like red. It's like 40 grams of red food color, I think. I don't
Think
know.
so.
Baffle the color.
Anyways, number two. Ooh, number two. Maybe. The little like those baggies of pretzels. I like those.
Bag
And
of
then my
pretzels.
pretzels. Yeah. And then for
Okay.
my last, and then number three, just trail mix, honestly.
Trail
Trail
mix?
mix.
Okay, my boy's
Okay.
cooking.
Dude, I for sure thought you'd be saying croutons or something. Like,
Oh,
for context, he had a bag of croutons that he didn't stop eating. I think it lasted him like two
that's gonna be 2 weeks.
weeks.
Dang.
Every time. Like
Just
on
croutons?
comms.
Just
Yeah, it was just
croutons by
straight up
itself.
croutons.
How
They
is that
lasted
healthy?
me. They lasted me
Poison.
2 weeks. It's not healthy, but like it's just croutons. It's a little snack. It lasted me 2 weeks. The bag is not even that big either. It's like a medium sized bag.
Bro,
Bro.
every time we were on comms, I would be hearing like him smacking on croutons for the whole day, mind you. Like,
This lasted for 2 weeks.
how? Did you crush them up or something? You're like, I'm gonna
No,
increase the volume in this.
it's like I don't know. I don't know what was up with the croutons. It's just
Or
like
were you literally like eating one crouton at a time?
at
Like slow,
the
like picking it up with like two fingers and slowly popping it into your mouth.
A very strategic way to conserve food in like an apocalypse.
Like pinching two fingers together and like, I feel like croutons for the next 2 weeks.
Boy was rationing those croutons.
He really is.
Hey,
It
you
was
have
a
to
struggle
savor
meal.
your food. You don't want to eat all of it all
It
at
was a struggle meal.
once. That is true. I
Remind
think
me
it
of
was
like
there. Gotta savor the
Yeah.
food.
Of course he would be the one
Hey.
vouching for him. Dude, you take like an hour eating.
Yeah,
All right,
you
now
never
where's
be
the
praying and
Sanders?
shit. You never be praying and shit. Like you literally say, "Okay, guys, I'll be back. I'm gonna go eat real quick." And like you will say to like a two, you will come back like at five.
I get if you go
Bro.
out with the family and eat, like on the streets, but
But like even
in
like
your
just dinner
house?
that your mom made
Okay.
you and you take like 3 hours,
First
I
of
don't think
all,
that's normal.
it's my mom's
Maybe the
cooking.
food is cooking. Maybe
Okay,
the
well,
food
it's
is smacking.
snacking.
That's
And
valid.
second of
Okay,
all,
we
I
get
gotta
that. We
find
understand.
something to eat. No, I gotta find something to watch while eating.
Bro!
Oh my
Bro's an
God.
iPad kid.
You know what I should do? There's this thing called the outside.
You should
And
go
there's
cook
this
it.
thing.
Obviously.
Our houses have things called windows. So
And like
you
around our
open your
house,
window.
there's like these green like plants. You should go touch them.
I do obviously touch them. I just had a barbecue outside today. I do go outside. I'm not
Okay.
stuck in here.
Okay, thank God you're not a gnome.
That's false. That is false information. Well, that concludes our episode for today. We hope you really enjoyed this episode. We plan on doing way more. And we'll see you guys some other time. Peace.